do they ever get on their knees?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they what?
Yes.
Yesterday they what in church? They
kneel to pray.
Okay. You say, I'm tired. I think I'll down for a while.
Lie down?
All right. You say, maybe talking about that lazy loafer, you say, he in bed all day. He...
Lie in bed all day.
Okay. And to do this on the floor would be to...
Stomp.
Okay. And the if a child, you might say he had a nightmare. You'd say, he did what last night? He...
Had a fit?
Yeah, or he had a nightmare, you know. Yeah. You'd say, or you might say he had a, when he has it, he has a dream. And so, when a person has a dream, you'd say, last night he, very strange, he...
Had a dream? Nightmare?
Yeah, he had a nightmare or a dream, but would you say he, last night he... Well, what I'm getting at is whether you'd say he... Whether he dreamed or he dreamt. Okay.
I said the word dreamt.
Okay.
The way and most people use it.
All right, and someone gets on a rope and he...
Pulls.
And gets behind a car that's stuck and...
He pushes.
And in a game, in a children's game, do you remember a game you used to play where you'd hide, hiding games?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that place?
Hoopy hide.
Okay. And now, what did you call that place you came back to?
Home.
All right. How did you play hoopy hide?
Everybody would shut their eyes and go off and hide, and then you'd go hunt them way out.
Uh-huh.
Kids played it back in those days.
Why'd they call it hoopy hide?
I couldn't tell you now why it was called hoopy hide. But you'd find a person, you'd have to outrun them back to home. And then if they caught you, well, then you had to go hide. That's where we played it.
I see. Okay, that's... Well, now, if you had a big sack of meal or something, you say, up the stairs, that big sack. It's a word you'd use to express the fact that it was really heavy. You know, a big sack of meal. Say, 100-pound sack of meal. You might say, up the stairs.
I just don't understand.
Now, you might say, I carried it up the stairs. I mean, that would be the easiest thing to say, but to indicate that it was really heavy. Would you probably use toted it? I toted it or I lugged it?
No, I know. I've heard of that word tote.
But how about packed it?
Packed it, now I'd say that more so than...
Okay, that's what I'm interested in,
right.
You know, what you'd say. Now, if a little child was running around getting into things, you might tell him, you'd say, now don't, stay away from that stove, don't...
Touch it.
Yeah, and you wanted a knife from the other room, you might say, go...
Go bring it.
All right. And... we're talking about fishing. You say, "Well, I understand there's some big fish down in that down in that creek, but I never
caught them.
Every time that man goes to town, he seems to good. Every time this man goes down to the creek, he seems to fish. He seems to
be lucky.
And catch. What does he do?
Catch fish.
All right." And if a child's been bad, you might say you're going to spank him. You might say, please, please.